We are very aware of these different, say, needs and preferences and also experience levels in the group. And for some people, it may feel like the amount of guidance is just right and you're really enjoying it and feeling supported by it. And for some, it may feel that it's too little, and for some, it may feel that it's far too much. So it's something that's really very, very difficult to actually get it right in a way so that it would work for everyone. We can't know. And it can be different for you also at different times, depending on your practice and the conditions and lots of different things. So we really can't get it right. So really feeling sorry for not being able to meet everyone right at where you are. Just really wanting to name this and also to see if we can find our way with it. So sometimes we can have a tendency of having a preference of doing things in a certain way, and that sometimes can be serving. And sometimes we might actually also learn something new through the guided. So both of the things, the silence can be really supportive, and at times the guidance can be supportive and really an encouragement to try to make it work for you and take what feels supportive and leave what doesn't feel so supportive. And for this afternoon, I'm hoping to make space for both. So there will be a period of guidance and there will be a period of silence, so that we can hopefully everyone have something that feels supportive for us right now, this moment. So this afternoon, I thought about continuing to really play with these different ways of perceiving the sense of self. So inviting our heart and mind to tune into these certain different qualities, skillful qualities that we have been playing with yesterday and also today, especially the sense of spaciousness and how we can stretch the awareness to be as vast as it feels possible. And then also noticing equally these moments when the awareness is actually shrinking, and this will habitually happen. So it will happen even we are stretching out and feeling with that a certain melting away, dropping away of experience, certain ease that it can bring, certain beauty. And then next moment we will notice that the awareness has again shrink back. So we will be noticing this in our practice. And there's actually nothing wrong about that. So our curiosity and our exploration is really to understand this construction of self, the sense of self, how it's manifesting, how it feels. So the different kinds of selves are equally welcome. They equally belong to our practice. So I hope this can be a kind of an invitation of ease, so bringing a sense of welcoming, bringing a sense of allowing these different manifestations. And as much as we can, letting go of this kind of fighting against and struggle that usually very often and typically and also automatically will happen. So having a real sense of everything belonging, these different manifestations of self, letting us be taught by them, letting us learn through them, letting us be sensitive to this heart and mind, listening carefully to the responses of the citta, the echoes and resonances in our being. Yeah, so first of all, allowing ourselves some time to land. Finding our way. This sense of heaviness. The pull of gravity. And the sense of solidity. Feeling and tuning into these mountain-like qualities. Steadiness. Stability. Unshakability and the sense of uprightness, so growing the root and rising up. Allowing ourselves to find these qualities of a mountain. And feeling how the heart and the mind is responding. Seeing how it is to perceive through this stability. Perceiving through the steadiness. With sensitivity to a rising of the self. When we tune in, incline our heart, mind. And perceive through. Feeling their roots. Rising up. sensing how this shapes and constructs. The very sense of self. As we borrow from this mountain-like quality, or tune in or surrender to them. Inviting a sensitive listening to the echoes in our experience. This heart, mind, this sense of self. Or sense of anything arising in our experience, seen, perceived, experienced through this stability, unshakability. Feeling the quality of space around the mountain. This rooted, upright, mountain-like body. And perceiving how this feels. How it affects our experience. Perhaps feeling the space inside the body, inside this mountain-like body. And listening carefully. Seeing how this affects our being, our sense of self. Tuning into the spaciousness, softness, in this steadiness. then perhaps allowing these boundaries of the mountain, these slopes and sides to melt, to soften. Feeling this sense of softening. And it echoes in our being. It's melting away. And with a curiosity to explore the sense of self through this journey. How it is shaped and constructed. Curious to these different aspects. And if you feel like you wish to follow, then opening out the awareness, stretching it softly outward. Allowing it to be as big as the body, little bit beyond, or much vaster. And inclining the heart mind to this spaciousness. Seeing through, experiencing through, perceiving through this spaciousness. Perceiving the sense of self. And there's no one right self here. It's perceiving with curiosity. How this spaciousness is affecting. This heart, mind, body. The sense of self. Or anything arising in our experience right now. perceiving through spaciousness. How is this experience met by the space? Noticing the moments of awareness shrinking, the moments of density, and the sense of tightness and tension. Again, curious. How this affects our experience. Of self. What kind of self is manifesting? And curious of phenomena in our experience, anything else arising. With the curiosity to learn. And seeing how it would be to, again, softly stretch out. Inviting the awareness to become vast again. Feeling the implication in this heart, mind, body. Moments of being more entangled. With more identification, clinging, aversion, and how this is felt in the being. The sense of tension and tightness. Awareness shrinking. The sense of density. And what happens as we stretch out? perceive through this spaciousness, allowing things to melt into the space. If it feels this way of softening, it doesn't really work for you. Stretching out feels too complicated. You could equally try how it would be to fully allow, fully welcome every experience, meeting the experience, anything with a sense of welcome. Anything arising, we would fully welcome that. Welcome. Fully allow that to be part of our experience. Releasing this clinging, releasing aversion. As we tune into these different ways of perceiving, these different qualities, our intention is to understand the construction of the self. The sense of self. Experientially taste different senses of self. An invitation for playfulness and creative engagement with your experience. The relationship to your experience. And having this sensitivity to listen how this way of relating is affecting your experience of self and felt in this heart mind. quite a beautiful soundscape. So opening out to sounds too can support the awareness becoming lost. Noticing the citta, the sense or state of heart and mind, and noticing the sense of self arising with that. with a sense of curiosity, sense of allowing. With sensitivity. And playing with the stretching out. If it feels supportive. And as much as we welcome any of these manifestations, the ones with more density, perhaps the sense of struggle, also if there is a sense of perhaps something melting away, some sense of ease or loveliness, a real invitation to enjoy that. Delight in that. Not making any experience wrong. Really welcoming. Always much we can learn. sensitive to your experience. The state of the mind and heart. And how it's shaping the sense of self. Thank you for your practice.